Today is June 24th, 2022. Current Bitcoin price is $21,224.56.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only, and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, not much.
another fine time in Bitcoin world. Last weekend hurt.
Oh, dude. Did it ever.
Were you watching as it was happening?
Yeah. I remember, I think we were texting back and forth a little bit, and then I stepped away for a while, and then I was like, oh, my goodness.
And you know what, too? I mean, when we sent those messages back and forth to each other, that was almost the bottom or pretty darn close.
No, that was the day of, but like a few hours later, it still crashed below even what we were seeing. So
yeah, I tweeted. I think that day I was like, "Ouchie, ouchie, ouchie," and it was just like somebody crying in the corner. It was like the GIF or JIF that I used. I was like, "Oh man, that hurts." I don't like seeing. I don't particularly like seeing Bitcoin's market cap below like $1 trillion. And I specifically don't like seeing each coin's value being less than 20,000.
Yes.
And that was, ooh, doggies. That hurt. What, I mean, how far down did we go? We went down to like 17 or something like that.
Yeah, we kissed 17 something. But, you know, that's pretty bad. But I don't know, that's something we did call. I mean, we knew that when the stock market starts going off the skids, that everything's going to hurt.
Yeah.
And we weren't wrong.
No, for
sure. The thing is I'm pretty sure that this is just the beginning of whatever the market's going to do. Things are not exactly looking rosy. We got a week till June or July. So basically after this month, it's going to show a second quarter of negative growth, so we're going to officially be in a recession.
Oh man, did you see? I don't know if you saw that press secretary, Biden's press secretary, or whoever she is. She was speaking about that, and she's like, "We do not see a recession on the horizon." She's like, "Everything is looking strong." I'm like, "What? What world is she living in?"
Well, she's living in the world where Biden is still strong, so you know,
Biden is strong.
Well, did you see the list that he turned around and they got a picture of it? Uh-uh. Of his list of his to do or what they want him to do?
Yeah. Yeah. His like his handler notes or whatever they are. I don't know what the hell.
His handler instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I saw some sort of, I saw a meme of it. And of course, they added some other stuff on there that was not very kosher. But yeah.
But delicious.
But delicious. Delicious. Yeah, I think we hit a low 17,609 is what we hit on Saturday at 2 p.m. And I really thought there would be a big wall at the $20,000 mark. And there probably is. I think the weekends are always tough because there's not a lot of liquidity in the market during the weekends. And there was something that happened going into the weekend last Friday.
Tell us about that.
So it was in Canada. Like, there's several in Canada. But one of the bigger ones, I think, is called the Purpose Bitcoin ETF, experienced outflows of 24,510 BTC on Friday, leading into that. And, I mean, in order for them to generate that much liquidity that fast, I mean, just for giggles, what is that? I could probably find it in the article, but what is
24,000 at
we'll say roughly 20,000, right?
Well, you're at 400,000 basically, or no, that's several 24,000 times 20,000.
That's 490 million.
490 million dollars
that had to get liquidated on Friday. And I really think, due to the fact that it was going into Friday, I think that really just that pounded that. The Bitcoin blockchain itself. And I mean, that's coming off the, you know, that's coming off the heels of the BlockFi, or not the BlockFi, but the USDT, I think USDT is what it's called, not the Tether, but the one that was linked with. My brain's going blank. What's it called? Luna? Is it Luna?
Luna.
Their USDT pair, and then the Celsius rug pull that kind of took place with that yield market, and then that Bitcoin purpose Bitcoin ETF. That just was such a tug underneath the rug of Bitcoin. I mean, because all those were using a lot of Bitcoin to basically back everything they were doing. So
they're trying to peg it at a dollar basically too.
Yeah, yeah. And they were using their Bitcoin as their dollar peg or part of their dollar peg for their stability. And it was just that was ooh, ouch. That was hurting. And I wondered, I was like, man, how low is it going to go? I messaged you and I was like, man, I really want to buy some more right now. I was trying to figure out a way. And I did buy some, but not as much as I wanted to. But it was like,
you know, I'm deeper. It's just whether or not the banks are going to be solvent. We can buy some more.
Yeah. That'll be a big question. So realistically, I guess in your mind, how low do you think Bitcoin's going to go during this?
Okay. I don't think it's going to touch 10,000, but it's going to be. It's going to have moments where it's getting pretty close. Let's say about 10,000. Not quite there, but close.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, if we've seen this much movement already, you know, where and if I mean, cuz by no means are we at the turning point for the stock market or any of the other macro environments that we have going on. I don't feel like we're at that turning point yet. The only way we'd get at that turning point is by the Fed being like, all right, we're going to artificially start printing money again. Then I'd be like, okay, well, then we've seen the bottom and we're going to start to turn back up, right? Because we've talked about this before. So if we still have, I mean, the remainder of this year, if we still have, I would say another 18 months of stock market getting pounded, interest rates rising, I don't know, man. Do you think we could see a sub $10,000 Bitcoin during that?
I'm not saying it's impossible. I just think it's unlikely. But if it kisses 10,000 in the next few months, I'm not going to be surprised.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the markets are. I'm bracing for pure chaos in the markets.
Yeah.
Myself. So. I mean, there's no limit to how low it'll go. It's just what survives at the end of this period that we're going to come across, right? This financial hurricane
that we got going on.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm curious. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know what it's going to be. I have no idea where all that is heading. I guess that is the part that makes me fearful. And I mean, I know, like, I mean, at the same time, like, I know, like, when I see prices that low, like I said, it was that instinct where I was like, man, I want to buy because this is such a cheap price for Bitcoin. Yeah. However, I was just like, it's hard. Like, there's not a whole lot of, I mean, there's cash reserves and things like that, but it's not like I don't have a large amount just ready to go into Bitcoin. I feel like I got to hold on to everything no matter what, but we shall see. Another interesting thing that happened was the Bitcoin hash rate. We had the spike where we hit the all-time high, and I think we talked about this on the podcast, but on June 8th of 2022, we hit an all-time high of the hash rate where we hit 274.7566 exahashes, and we have since started to drop back off. We actually saw a dip back down to... What did this go down to? It looks like on Friday, June 17th, which would have been that right before that weekend going into that sell-off, we saw the hash rate fall to 177.6. And as of right now, we're at 207.48 exahashes. So miners are having shut off, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. How much money would we be losing? I mean, we had a Bitcoin mining calculation done up at one time. I'd almost like to dust that thing off and see where it looks at, what it looks like right now.
Yeah, see what the prices are. I mean, because your electricity costs, depending on what you've got, that's your biggest multiplier as to whether or not you're profitable. And I know, like, a lot of the miners are still, like, some of them, depending on what kind of electricity rates they get, some of them can probably run for quite a bit more. However, a lot of them, I mean, they're not always having the cheapest electricity. And if you're getting to that cost of revenue per coin, I mean, at that point though, you're losing a lot of money just to keep mining. And so it makes sense to draw some, you know, drop some of that hash rate down, pull some of that electricity.
Absolutely. I mean, or even turn everything off depending on how expensive your electrical source is.
Yeah. And something that kind of goes along with that too, there was a article that just came out today that was talking about a lot of miners are actually starting to sell their Bitcoin profits, basically what they've earned that day. It used to be like they would sell right around, I want to say, 30%. And I want to say right now they're moving to where they've been selling off about 70% of their earnings from their mining rather than trying to hold on to it because they've got to cover their costs, right?
Yep. Well, I mean, if it's, you know, if it was $40,000, you could keep, you know, 7/10. But if the value's gone down by half, you've got to sell twice as much to stay afloat, right?
Yeah, exactly. You still got to cover your overhead. You still got bills to pay. And then a lot of them have gone public over this past year. So, I mean, they've got investors they got to keep happy, right?
Oof. Oof.
Oof, da. They got to keep that stock up. Keep that stock up.
Man.
I don't know. Scary times.
Now, I was actually going to mention something. I saw a guy on Reddit who was a... He basically put everything that he had scrimped and saved over years, 10 years, he's basically put off getting new cars, vacations, home repairs, and he was putting, and all of his coins were on Celsius.
Ooh.
And his wife was trying to tell him to sell some Bitcoin when it got to 68,000. He refused to. And now he's basically... broke.
Especially on Celsius.
Yes, on Celsius.
Like, it's one thing, and we've talked about this before, it's one thing to hold your own coins, right? Like, you should hold your own keys and hold your own coins on your ledgers, whatever the case may be. Do self-custody. But trusting something like Celsius where you're getting all that yield, you know... We talked about that. What happened to Celsius? You know, you had people that had like $9 million on there, and all of a sudden it's worth $500. You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. His wife probably will never let him live that down.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's pretty bad because he says, he said he was going to get him a dirt bike for, you know, something 4th of July. And he was also, he hasn't had sex with his wife for months and months now. And yeah, life is beating this guy up pretty hard. And, you know, not that long ago, somebody pointed out underneath the comments, like his post history was talking about how he was making fun of poor people and that they just didn't know how to sacrifice and do all this other stuff. And it's like, man, you don't count your chickens before they hatch. Yeah. And you definitely don't. You don't put every last cent into this.
No.
You only part with what you can afford.
Right, yeah. I mean, absolutely. And that's the rule of almost everything, right? Like, everything goes back to balance. You know, and I guess that kind of goes back to why I was saying, you know, even if, you know, if he had it all in Bitcoin during this whole time or whatever, because of the fact that it was on Celsius is what's screwing him over so bad. If he'd been privately custodying that stuff, yeah, he'd still be down, but he would still have his Bitcoin. He would still have, you know, a certain amount of liquidity that he could access if he needed to.
Yes.
But because it was on Celsius, he's got nothing.
Nothing. So that's kind of just a hazard to all the little... Buy that Bitcoin, move it off. Not your keys, not your Bitcoin.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's... And never trust a website that's telling you that they're going to get you like 30% interest for like storing your your Bitcoin on there. And for, you know, I've done this. I've made those mistakes where, and I think I've talked about this on the podcast, where I've lost basically what would have been $30,000, right? And I mean, that was a tough pill to swallow, but I knew, like, I knew the risk going in. And so it was like, you know, I don't have anybody to blame but myself. But at the same time, that wasn't like, that wasn't the full, that wasn't my whole nest egg, right? Like, you never, I don't know, I guess I'm never would be one that would walk into the casino and just put it all, you know, bet on black, you know?
Exactly. But, you know, that's the one thing about me and you is we're not in this for the short term. We're in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
And we'll see where it turns out in the end. I mean, we don't know.
Mm-mm. No. You know, and I think I've said this before, too. Like, every day that Bitcoin does not go to zero, it's just, it's getting that much more possible that it's going to win. It'll win. Yep. Whatever that win is, it's going to be here for a long time. But
well, as long as the network keeps expanding, more people are using it, that's the growth I'm looking to see. It's not necessarily the price, it's the growth. And it's going to be more from the grassroots of the poorest of the poor countries as it takes over.
Yeah.
So as long as we keep that trajectory going well, I'm staying in it.
Yep. Yeah. That network effect, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I completely agree. So my price prediction for last week was way off. I figured, because we had talked about the Fed raising interest rates, and I believed I had said I was predicting about 23.5 as what I was expecting us to close the week at, just because I thought we were going to have a rebound into the weekend. Obviously, we went the complete opposite direction. So I'm going to come for, I'm going to say we're going to end this week. This is my prediction for this week. We're going to end this week at 22,000.
I'm going to say 20-ish. It's just going to bounce back and forth between, you know, 20 and 22. That's kind of where it's riding right now, right?
Yeah, I don't think we've kissed 22 yet. At least not in the past few days or so. What did we get? Man, I don't like looking that far back because then it just gets me sad. So it looks like Tuesday, June 21st, we hit 21.5. And that looks like that may have been the local high. And then, of course, we went down to 19 again on Wednesday. And I don't think we've returned to the $19,000 range since then.
Yeah, it's definitely more riding around 21,000 right now. So, I mean, it might hit 20. It might be between 21 and 20. That's my guesses, at least for the near term. I still think that there's going to be another drop coming around the bend. I just don't know when.
My prediction, well, so, and I mean, we've kind of talked about this. I think if we do have another drop coming, which I mean, and I see it happening in all markets, it's going to be around that middle of July point where, you know, we get the CPI index numbers again, and we get the Fed talking that they're going to come out with their interest rate hike again. I think that's when we'll see all that. So, I mean, we need to take as much of this time, like the Bitcoin market itself needs to take as much of this time as it can and build some strength back up. That way we can afford to lose some wind out of our sails again.
Man, there's just no strength in any markets that I can see.
I know. Well, there's you've got to say, man, there's some resiliency in there. If we went down to 17,000 and we were able to bounce back up to 21,000 after a, you know, basically almost a $500 million sell-off into a Friday, that's not bad. I mean, considering.
I mean, no, that in most other places, that'd be a bloodbath. But I don't know. I don't see the news around me looking like it's strong. Everything's looking weak. So my long-term goals, I think it's going to be huge. I don't know how many years it's going to take to get to, you know, be 10 times what it is now, if not 100 times what it is now. But it's not going to happen just yet.
No, absolutely not. We've got too much downside pressure still going on. So, Yeah. I think you're probably pretty close with your prediction. I'm gonna go a little bit extra this time and say 22 is what we'll close out on this week. So I will be in town this next week. So maybe we can catch back up on Monday.
Absolutely.
See what the market did for the weekend. Did you have anything else you want to talk about?
I think I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We hope that if you are buying Bitcoin, you're doing it safely. You're doing it, you know, with intelligence. Only buy what you can afford to lose. And if you ever feel, and I'm just going to give this as advice, even though we don't give financial advice here, if you feel so sick because of the amount of money you have sitting in Bitcoin and you're losing it, you need to cut some of that out of you. Like you need to reimburse yourself, like get some of that money off the table, because it's not healthy. So anyways, bye guys.
But I'm going to keep all in hodling.
Yep. Me too. I'm not selling. Unless whatever I got to sell for whatever reason, but I'm not selling. Bye.